Connor McDavid called the Pacific Division a pillow fight after the Oilers lost 5-2 to Tampa Bay on Saturday night. Every outlet ran the quote. Nobody ran the math. So I did, and the numbers are worse than the quote. Edmonton has 77 points. Sounds fine for second place in the Pacific. But drop those 77 points into any other division, and the Oilers are not a playoff team. Fifth in the Central. Sixth in the Metro. Seventh in the Atlantic. Below Ottawa. The Pacific is historically bad. Anaheim leads the division at 80 points with a -8 goal differential. The division leader is getting outscored. 6 of 8 Pacific teams have negative differentials. Only Vegas at +2 and Edmonton at +1 are above zero. Barely. But here is what nobody is connecting. McDavid did not just call out his division. He called out his coach. When asked what it takes to play structure hockey like Tampa Bay, he told reporters, "That is a coaching question. You can ask Knobloch that question. Call it the pillow fight paradox. A weak division hides real problems. The Oilers keep winning enough games against rebuilding teams to stay in a playoff spot. So there is no urgency to fix the coaching or the systems. Edmonton is below .500 against Eastern Conference opponents this season. That is not a blip. That is who they are against real competition." McDavid signed a 2-year extension at $12.5 million, well below market value, to give Edmonton cap flexibility. 2 seasons left. Then he is a UFA. He took a discount to win. What he is watching instead is a team his own captain just publicly criticized on national television. My projection, Edmonton makes the playoffs from the Pacific second seed, runs into a Central Division team, and gets exposed. Knobloch is fired by June. The pillow fight ends when real competition starts, and 77 points in the weakest division in modern NHL history is not a resume. It is an indictment. For the latest NHL trade rumors and breaking news, stay locked into NHLTradermerStock.com.